Happy May. This is Jan Brett, and this is my May Hedgegram, the time I take every month to go over what I'm doing in my work as a children's book author and illustrator. A curious thing happened with my just-finished book, The Three Little Dassies, as it was on its way to the printer. Every year, my publisher prints a poster of the new book to promote it, and one of the designers at Penguin works with me. This year, Ed Scully took my artwork from the title page to feature on the poster. When the poster came in the mail, we loved its sunny, buoyant feel of the three Dassey sisters in close-up. We liked it so much that we decided to use it for the jacket of the book and not to use the other piece of artwork I created. It's always hard to not use artwork that I've spent weeks working on, like the first jacket. But in book publishing, the jacket is extremely important. It's an invitation to open the book and read it. It helps if it awakens a little curiosity in the viewer, and it needs to reflect the feeling of the book inside. It can't give away the ending either. I'm counting on the adorableness of the Dassey and their unusual outfits to make kids think, I want to read about their adventures. That's the way I felt when I first saw the Dasseys in the wild. I wanted to imagine what their lives were like as they sunbathed on rocks around our camp in Namibia, Africa, and then dashed down their little caves in the rock crevices when an eagle flew overhead. My first jacket pictured one of the Dassey sisters being carried away by an enormous eagle. Even though I wanted adventure and drama in my book, the jacket looked a little sinister, and the little Dassey looked pretty helpless. All in all, I am glad the designer Ed Scully's poster idea initiated a big change for the look of my book. Joe and I have a motto, there's no arguing with a good idea. I've just finished the news notes for the Three Little Dasseys. This is an illustrated letter to kids telling how I got the idea for my book and about my trip to Namibia. Namibia is a place most people haven't been to, so I wanted to show photos of the Herero people we visited. It's the Herero woman's traditional dresses and turbans that I copied for the Dasseys. There are four African animals I illustrated in the book, so in my news notes I tell a little about each one. The Dassey, the Agama lizard, the Verroes eagle, and the tent tortoise. There were so many startling things to discover in Namibia that I couldn't put them all in my book, but I wanted kids to know about them, so I described them in my news notes. Try Fellfontein, the rocky mountain where my story takes place, is also the site of ancient petroglyphs. Petroglyphs are carvings in the rock surface. There is also a very rare plant found nowhere else in the world that looks like a rosette of raggedy leaves about the size of a truck tire. It's low to the ground, and when you look closely, you can see small orange-red cones in its center. The plants are thousands of years old. That's the amazing thing. It is called the Welwitschia plant. Now that I've finished the news notes, I will give them away at my book signings next fall, and I'll put them up on my website, May 20th. I'm on my way to Sweden to get ideas for Home for Christmas, my book about a runaway troll. I've started the book dummy, a simple roadmap of the future book. It's done with quick sketches, and it will help me find the materials I'll need in Sweden to make the book more authentic. I'm planning to ask everyone about troll stories they might have heard as children. I also would like to visit an open-air museum where an olden days farm has been reconstructed so I can envision the troll's homestead. I'll have to rough it up a little bit because the characters are trolls after all. I have to find out about how Christmas is celebrated in Sweden and what special foods are enjoyed. At the beginning of the book, there's a lot of excitement about spending a year with my new subject, but I'm a little nervous too. Just like the start of any adventure. Happy reading, your friend Jan Brett.